Run sports show. Fort Wayne to the world. Bryce got the box score, calm on the mic. Pulling up numbers from last Friday night. Stack gyms packed, rivalries loud. He'll tell you who balled out, who hyped the crowd. DC slide in with the hold up weight. Spicy little rant, that's a hot take plate. Coach talk, Pacers talk, all in the mix. Midwest mind with that ESPN fix. Sideline Sports Show, Bryce in D.C. From the Fort Wayne courts to the big TV. Indiana Hoosiers dreams, go-to-go scenes. Whole Midwest running through the calling stream. Sideline Sports Show, you know that vibe. Stats and smoke in a four-quarter ride. Turn it up loud when the game day starts. They break it all down like they call in charge.
Here at Mac Football Media Day, Mac Football Kickoff 2026, previewing the 2026 season. And we are here with the next head coach from the Miami Redhawks. We got Coach Martin. Coach, what's going on?
How are you doing? Appreciate you being here.
I'm doing really good. Excited to learn about the team. And before we even get into, you know, previewing this season with you guys with a lot of talent coming back, I do want to ask, you know, I've been asking all the coaches, you know, about the new, we learned about the 61 initiative today. Yeah. What does that mean for you and the rest of the conference?
Yeah, it's awesome. Our staff's going to take us to one step farther. We're going to do the ask is the $6,100 to get involved, which we're going to do from a high-end level. And then we're going to have all the assistant coaches give $61 a month to stick with the 61. That will raise another 10 coaches, 12 months, 720, probably another $7,500 just through my assistant coaches by them giving just to keep the initiative. So it's a wonderful initiative. And again, you know, Coach Walker, who was the winningest coach in history in Miami, passed away of a heart attack at a young age. So, like us in Miami, like kind of like hits home to us. Coach Walker and Tammy Walker still out there, and, you know. So what she's going through, like Miami's kind of lived it, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty awesome that she wants to help. You know, God forbid it happens to anybody, but to help the families that are left behind.
Absolutely, yeah. I wanted to start off with that because I know that's something big. That was one of my favorite takeaways, honestly, from the commissioner's address as that was announced. So I do want to learn about the program, though. A lot of talent coming back. I'm generally an offensive guy, so I'm going to start with the offense first. You know, I played a little offense back in my day. You know, you got Rodney Nelson coming back, who everyone's talking about, ranting and raving. A couple offensive linemen coming back as well. Tell us about some of the guys on offense, focusing on that side expecting big things.
Yeah, it starts with the offensive line. We got four stars back in our line. We had five new stars a year ago. We only lost one of them to Houston, unfortunately. Really good player in Drew Terrell. But we got four starters back, so we have some experience there. We don't really have experience anywhere else. We have no tight ends back, no quarterbacks back, no receivers back besides Braylon Isom and Lionel Phillipson and Keith Reynolds. So we like our skill group. We talk about Rodney Nelson, Cade Iacomelli we brought in. We got Deshante Jones returning from Glenville Academy. We got some new tight ends that we think can develop into really good players. How quickly, I don't know. And then we got all sorts of new receivers. So, and I'm not sure who's going to play and who's not going to play. But we know there's a ton of talent, ton of competition. So we love our rooms. We love the talent. We love the character. We love the work ethic. We don't love the experience because we have like no experience. So I hope like early in the year we can do good enough to maybe win some games. But we got to grow into becoming a good team.
I like that. Yeah, you mentioned one of the positions that there's a lot of question marks. You mentioned, you know, the quarterback position. I don't know if you got any battles going right now, but yes. Tell us about some of the quarterbacks going through
Thomas Kukowski finished a year. He kind of saved our seasons a year ago. He was our third-team quarterback till week 11 last year. Yep. And then he got his first college football action in week 11, and we beat Buffalo. Hung 40 points on Buffalo, which was awesome, and his first start. Then we beat Ball State. Then, obviously, he had rough going in the May. He got knocked out of the MAC championship game, actually, in the first half. But he's battling for the starting job. He's just going to be a redshirt sophomore. He's young. He did some great things a year ago, competitive winner, but he's young and inexperienced. I know he played at the end of last year, but he was just out there winging it and doing a great job for us. We got Dave McComb, transfer from Kansas. He's battling Thomas for the starting job. Dave is a really talented young man, but he's going to be a redshirt freshman. He didn't play it down last year at Kansas.
Right.
And so we don't have a ton of experience, kind of like the rest of our offense, like kind of like the rest of our team. Not a ton of experience, but a lot of talent and a lot of high-end ability there.
So going to the defensive side, where I personally feel like you got a little bit more coming back on the defensive side. Talk about some of the defensive playmakers for Miami this year.
Yeah, obviously Malcolm is right there. All league player a year ago in the line court. Brock Uline played a ton. He'll be another linebacker. Roosevelt Andrews, defensive tackle, played a ton. lot of depth in up front of guys that were rotational pieces a year ago. Then you have a lot of, almost all your corners are returning, who were young and inexperienced a year ago, but shouldn't be this year. So we do have a good nucleus coming back. Coach Breakin does an amazing, amazing. The reason we're in our third straight MAC championship game, you know, 23, we're really good, beat Toledo. 24, we were the best team in the MAC. Oh, you got us in the championship game, but I'm not sure they were the better team that day. But last year, we weren't very good on offense a year ago, and our defense, somehow we got to MAC time. We're in Detroit. I'm like, man, got it almost on defense alone.
Yeah,
pretty much got us there. So Coach Breakin does a great job. We'll be stingy on defense again.
Yeah, absolutely. So this upcoming season, what are some of the goals and expectations as a program?
Yeah, the goal is always end your year here. That's the same goal. Everybody, you know, media day, it's exciting, but we all, like, it's fun to be here for media day. It's more fun to be here. You know, we've been here for the last 6 years and the last three, and only two teams get to come back here in December. So that's always the goal. Obviously, you got some P4 competition early in the year. You want to try to, like, Coach, as Mr. Steinberg talked about, flying the flag and trying to get one of them upset wins and all that. So, but the main goal is to try to be one of the top two teams in the league and get the conference championship game.
Awesome. Well, good luck this season, Coach. I look forward to it.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Here broadcasting live, 2026 MAC football kickoff. I'm here with a couple of players. I walk in, the vibes are good because I walk in, I see some EA Sports College Football 27 going on in the corner, and I look over, and who's playing it? What's your names?
Thomas Aiden from Kent State, defensive tackle.
Drew DeShields, quarterback from Kent State.
That's right. So I go over and see these two teammates playing each other, and they didn't get to finish the first game, so we ended up getting interrupted. The commissioner's address started, and they go back. I don't think you just got to finish it yet, did you?
No, we went in. We played the second game and tied at halftime.
Yeah, who was winning when we stopped? That's the big question.
We were tied. The first game. The first game you were winning when we stopped. Second game you were tied.
QB's always winning, right? Yeah.
So my number one question is to start off. I heard y'all arguing back and forth. You said he can't spin. You said he ain't got no spin move.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to be my first question. Did you develop a spin move?
I've never seen him spin in real life.
Well,
I mean, he's right.
Well, he's just getting started. Maybe that's it.
It's there. I've just never seen it.
Right. So let's start with you. I'm a sucker for the defensive side of the ball. What do you bring? You know, describe your game and what you bring to Kent State.
As far as bringing to Kent State, I'd say a leadership role. I'm kind of in that quote unquote unk position where I like to bring along the young guys and just make sure guys have somebody on the team they can go to, ask questions, watch film, go do extra bag work, and just bring everybody along. As far as on the defensive side of the ball, I'm pretty much a tweener. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, the shorter guys have to be able to rush the passer a little bit, but
yep.
I feel like I have good natural leverage, and it helps stop in the run also. So, yeah.
So a question that I'm going to ask both of you, but start with you. Recap your season from last year in terms of production.
Did not end the way we wanted it to, but it was amazing. 5-7. Of course, we were a couple games away from being contention for a MAC championship.
Mm-hmm.
But to see what we did and come back and be in the history books for Kent State, led by this guy right here and our head coach, Coach Carney, it's amazing. So 5-7, not good. But for what we came from, it's pretty solid. And from where we want to go, it'll be great.
So what about you individually? How would you rate your performance from last year?
I feel like I did good. It was my first year having that many reps after transferring, came from the University of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I did solid in my role. Of course, there was production left on the field, missed a couple of sacks.
Mm-hmm.
But from where I stood at in my room, I feel like I did pretty good for the role that I was assigned.
And, you know, going to you, Drew, I know you did have, I don't want to call it a breakout season because I think your breakout season is actually this year, but you definitely came on the scene as, you know, I would argue the best quarterback in the conference. Of course, that's out, depending on who you ask,
best quarterback in the conference.
You know, Brock Lowry in the discussion too. We'll save it for later.
Okay.
But what would you say, because I got a couple of games that are on my mind, but what would you say was your best game from last year? What game kind of stands out as your best game from last year?
I would have to say Screwed on the Road. I mean, I did have 5 passing touchdowns. That's kind of hard to beat, especially like that atmosphere, going to overtime, winning the overtime game. But I think Screwed on the Road is definitely my best game.
Say that with your chest. Be proud of it.
Be proud of it. You did good in that game. So although I guess we came to the conclusion you don't have a spin move. You do.
It's there. I'll say it's there.
Yeah, okay,
it's
so
there. I just don't gotta use it. You know?
If you do,
juke move.
Yeah. So whether you do or don't, still up for debate. What things did you this off season, as you guys are getting ready, what were some things that you worked on to get ready for this year?
I feel like definitely leadership this year, like commanding the huddle more, taking control of the guys. I got to do it on offense and defense and special teams. Quarterback has to be the leader of the whole entire team. Like Coach Mack says, like, it's my team. It's not his team. He always tells me that all the time. I go to ask him for advice. He's like, I don't know. It's your team. So I feel like that's definitely a big step that I've taken is a leadership role.
Yeah. So describe your game and strengths. Obviously all quarterbacks are different, all have different strengths. But for people that come to watch Kent State, what quarterback are they getting? What are some of the things you're good at?
Definitely not giving up. I feel like throughout the whole game, it don't matter what part of the game it is. We've been down at Bowling Green, we came back and won, we've been up a game, we finished games. But I feel like definitely a playmaker. That's definitely the biggest strength of my game. It could be the wrong play call, but I could roll out and make a play.
Buffalo battled it out, duked it out the entire game.
Mm. There it is. So for this upcoming season, question for both of you, starting with you. Personal goals, team goals, expectations for this year?
Personal goal is to make sure my room is prepared. Make sure the defense is prepared. Allow the guys to know what they're doing and be able to coach them through it. And then watch everything in that coaching come to fruition. I'd also say it's a MAC championship, and I can put that answer down for a personal team, for any goal to be set, to be made. It's a MAC championship this year, especially coming off of our statement year last year. We got a lot more to put on tape.
What about you, Drew?
I feel like me personally, consistency. Like if you look at a lot of games last year, like we win, loss. From a team aspect, personal aspect, I feel like definitely consistency from the offensive side. I feel like TA can speak on that on defense. And then a team goal, definitely MAC championship. We want to get back here. Every team does, but we just got to keep proving ourselves day in and day out.
I love it. So back to the defensive side of the ball. You seem like a guy that definitely takes a lot of pride in your teammates and the guys around you. Tell me about some other playmakers on the defensive side of the ball that you think, could make a splash this season as well.
Oh, the list could go on and on and on. You got Derek Jackson, Josue Cordova, honestly, the whole D-line room. I'll list them out. Darren Blachowicz, Aiden Burgess, Josue Cordova, Cam Bino. He had a great summer and spring ball. And then that entire room can make plays. Then you also have Derek Jackson, Josue Cordova. We had a guy who left and came back, Rocco Nickel. Mm-hmm. Jai Roy. We had guys all over the field that made play. Trey Rubenstein is another one to watch out for. Soy Abuhamde. Literally, I could list the entire defense right now. It might take too long, but I think all of our guys can come out and make plays and put each other in the best position possible to come out victorious on the other side.
So, Drew, something I'm excited for you as well on the offensive side of the ball. Tell me about some of the weapons that you're looking forward to working with, this upcoming year.
Yeah, we had a lot of receiver depth last year. We ended up losing our two receivers last year in Power 4. I think Ardell is going to have a really good year. Jared Kelly, JJ, DeRealist, like the list could go on. Like you said, Wayne's returning. He's the leading reception guy last year. You got running back room. You got B. White's a freshman. JC from Cincinnati, he'll be a really good running back. Mason King from Illinois State, he's going to be another good running back. And then we got our tight end room back, Tarek, Hop, and Zaire.
Solid group of guys. Kent State, watch out for them this year. So, final question for you, Drew. What does it mean for you? As I said, good season last year, but I think the best is still yet to come for you as well at the quarterback position. But what does it mean for you, early in the process to, be recognized as an all-conference player?
That's definitely a huge goal of mine, especially like the past couple years I've had. I've been through a lot of hardship. I feel like the team has too. Either way, I've been through three knee surgeries. Yep. So last year was my first year that I actually got to play. So I feel like getting those reps and getting that experience is going to help me a lot to try to achieve that goal.
Hey, well, I knew I was a big fan of y'all when I walked in and watched y'all playing one of my favorite games, and y'all was just chilling. And, media day, if anybody has experienced it can be a little hectic from our perspective. So to walk in and see that, I ain't going to lie, y'all inadvertently relaxed me. So I give y'all credit for that. So with that being said, good luck this season, y'all.
Appreciate
I look forward
you.
To seeing y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just got done talking to a couple of the star players for Kent State. Now we're talking to the head coach. What's going on, Coach Kearney?
Glad to be here. Excited to have for the time. Appreciate
Absolutely. It's so awesome to be here, and there's so much to cover with you. Just finished an interview with two great players. One of my favorite interviews I've done with players. They're super laid back, super respectful.
Love it.
So credit to them for that.
Great representatives.
Absolutely. So I do want to start off, though. I've been asking the coaches about the 61 initiative that was announced today.
Yeah.
What does that, you know, from your perspective, what does that mean for you in the conference?
Yeah, big time. To hear Miss Janelle get up there and speak so passionately about, you know, Sean and their family's journey in the last year. Sean was a O-line coach at Kent State University, and I've got to know him, you know, spending some time in North Carolina when he was at App State. So great family, got great respect for her initiative, and yeah, the Golden Flashes are all in.
Absolutely. I love it, Coach. And I know that's something near and dear to a lot of you coaches' hearts.
Absolutely.
You know, don't forget about yourself. You know, you got to take care of yourself.
That's right.
So I do want to talk about the team. You know, I want to start with the position that probably everybody wants to talk about with you. Talk to Drew, and he has some high expectations for this year, and I believe they're attainable because he's just getting started. Talk about what Drew brings to your program.
Yeah, great kid, great family. Obviously, you know, target number one to retain coming into this offseason, and he wanted to stay. You know, he's an Ohio kid, raised the right way, coaching parents, big brothers that treat him like a little brother. The next step is incredibly important for him, and he's taking it from a command of our system to how he holds his teammates accountable, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but now, you know, special teams and defense as well has been really, really impressive.
Yeah, so, and I asked him about some of the weapons he's going to have this year, you know, around him. He did lose a couple, obviously, you know, transfer portal hits, and you guys lost a couple. But talk about some of the guys that are going to be – he's going to be throwing the football to that can make waves this year.
Yeah, for sure. No, retained a bunch of pieces there. Darylis Clark as a kickoff returner, how he, you know, adds to our offensive system. Bringing back Wayne Harris, who, in my opinion, is an all-conference player and was a year ago. The tight end room, Tarek Mulder and Hunter Hopperton. You know, we went hard to rebuild our offensive line group. Ben Medea, an incoming transfer, is going to make a huge impact for us at center. Mofe Adewale at tackle, and you know, running back as well. Ja'Corion Caffey came back home from Cincinnati. Brandon White chose to stay home and play for the Flashes. So excited that he's got some weapons around him for sure.
Yeah. So we talked about the offensive side of the ball. Now Aiden, who I think is extremely underrated, in my personal opinion, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. But let's talk about the defense. Who are some guys, in addition to him, I'm sure, that are going to be making, you know, coming out with the big season this year?
Yeah, he was a huge piece to retain on defense. His leadership on that side of the ball is incredible. Been through a lot in his journey in college football, and his experiences to pour back into his teammates have been awesome. Retaining the two safeties, the young guys, Derek Jackson, who's a Michigan guy, Cass Tech kid, and then Joel Cordoba. You know, we want to be built through the middle. Linebackers bringing Rocco Nickel back, who was with us and then took a year off, went to South Florida, and now he came back. You know, I think the pieces surrounding Thomas and the guys up front from at the second and third level are going to be really special this year.
Yeah, so let's recap last year before we move ahead to this year. From your perspective, you know, what were some of the, you know, trials and tribulations that you went through last year, and what were some of the bright spots as well?
Yeah, you know, coming into the year as an interim head coach was certainly challenging. Mm-hmm. The buy-in from the staff and the players to change the narrative surrounding Kent State football, you know, we were all excited to go do that. And we do feel like we put our best foot forward in a lot of football games. Consistency is an area where we've got to get see improvement going into 2026. And the road is just as challenging, right? We're going to go to South Carolina. We're going to go to Ohio State. And we've got some great in-conference opponents as well. So excited for the challenge and taking the next step.
Yeah, so with that next step, you know, as you said, you know, I know everyone sets, you know, goals, expectations for this year. So you guys as a group, what are those expectations and goals for you?
Yeah, continued improvement, right? I think we've earned the right to talk about a bowl game now. I think we've earned the right to talk about, you know, being competitive and being a champion in this conference. So, you know, I'm excited to get around these guys in training camp and see who we can become.
And what would you say, you know, the overall growth of this program, you know, if people think I'm crazy, when I say that, in my personal opinion, it's the third best conference in college football. And people say I'm crazy when I say that, but you know, the fact that I'm even saying that, and I'm not the only one that says that, you know, it says a lot about the conference. What would you, you know, how would you assess the growth of this conference and all the teams in it?
Yeah, I think the consistency of the conference is maybe the most impressive across all of college football, honestly, is the core of this conference has been the core of this conference for so long. You know, certainly realignment is part of college football, but to keep the core members, core institution members here has been incredibly important for the MAC.
I'm very excited for you this season, Coach.
Appreciate
your group of boys were too, so has me excited for you guys. Good luck this season.
Appreciate
Coach.
It. Thanks for having me.
All right, Justin Thomas joining us here on the Sideline Sports Show. Justin, thank you so much for joining us here at Media Day. Just your thoughts, you know, going into the season. You know, obviously everybody's here today. The excitement is started to build right now. What excites you the most about going into the 2026 season?
Yep. Well, first off, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
What excites me about the 2026 season, I mean, just the opportunity that we have as this team, right? You know, there was an opportunity last year. You know, I feel like we didn't seize it. And I feel like this year we are completely locked in on what we want. And I just feel like that's honestly the most, you know, refreshing part is just the opportunity that this team has. We have the chance to be great, and I feel like that's what the team wants.
What was it that about last year that you felt like you didn't capitalize on the best?
You know, it's just, you know, it's college football. You know, yeah. Things happen. You know, certain plays don't go your way, certain calls don't go your way, and you know, you might end up losing games because of it. But I feel like, you know, this team this year, you know, we understand that makeup of college football, and we understand what it takes to win. I feel like, you know, I feel like guys are willing to work, and they're willing to do whatever. You know, mm-hmm. We you know, I'm not gonna get too much into our training, but
yeah, no
problem. You know, yeah. Mentally, we're there,
yeah,
you know, and you know, for a group that's so young, you know, the young guys are very mature.
Yeah,
you know, we have young guys that hold older guys accountable. I feel like that speaks volume to a good program. You know,
yeah.
It's not just the older guys getting on the young guys. It's everybody. And
yeah.
If you can have everybody that is willing to take criticism and be accountable, I think you have a chance at anything.
Yeah. Know? We're going into year two with, you know, Coach Mike Yuremovich. And, you know, what did you guys learn in that first year that you'll be able to build upon coming up for this next season?
You know, it's just sort of establishing a culture,
yeah.
Right? You know, it's very, very rarely, you know, that teams, you know, new staffs come in and just flip it right away, you know. But, I mean, you know, we still exceeded expectations, you know, for what most people had for us. And, you know, obviously we don't want to just be satisfied with what we had last year. We want to keep going. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, with the year two, I mean, we know what the conference is like now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they've been in the conference before, but, you know, guys who haven't been on the conference before, they know what the conference is like. That's my first time playing the conference. I was hurt in 2024. So
right.
We got guys that, you know, are returning with some playing experience. You know, we got guys that are, you know, that they have been able to recruit with a full year of evaluation, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now the culture has truly been like established, you know, within year two now. So we all know what the expectations are within the building.
Yeah, that's got to make everything feel a little bit easier this offseason.
It definitely is. I mean, even, you know, going through our installs, you know, it's a lot easier because, you know, guys know what they're doing. And I think having, you know, spring portal obviously helps with that, right? You don't have to get new guys acclimated. But I feel like, you know, our guys are sharp, smart football players.
Yeah. For you, you're one of the most experienced players on this roster. You know, do you feel the responsibility and take that as being one of the leaders coming into this year?
Well, you know, they never let me not know that I'm an old guy.
Cause I guess, sorry to do that to you.
I guess 22 is old nowadays.
Yeah.
They don't even know. I was playing with guys that was, you know, COVID era. Those guys were like 25, 26.
Right.
They don't even know. They think 22 is old.
Yeah.
I do feel like it is my responsibility, you know, to be a leader. I mean, it was bestowed upon me, you know, by the coaches, but I've always felt like I was a leader. I mean, you ask anybody who's coached me my entire life, they'll tell you that I'm a leader. I'll always be vocal. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to be disliked. I'm not afraid to say the things you won't hear in that moment. And I'm more than accepting of people who have stuff to say to me as well.
Yeah.
If I'm tired during conditioning, bending over, and somebody's going to stand up, I'm going to stand up.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be right. You know, and I feel like as a leader, you want to be able to dish it, but take it as well. And as a leader, you don't have to know everything, right? We were just talking about this as a team. As a leader, you don't have to know everything. A leader doesn't know everything, but he tries to bring guys along. And I feel like we have guys on our team who want to bring guys along. And, you know, myself included, I brought some younger guys along. And, you know, just helping some guys meal prep. And, like, you know, me, that doesn't matter. You know, we're not doing it anyway. You know, we're in Muncie this summer. So, I mean, you know, if it's helping out my teammates, us getting some extra work in, you know, I like to work with the younger guys, you know, because I, like, we might need them this year. You never know. So, just getting those guys ready, and, you know, it takes a lot to be a leader, but it doesn't, right? You know, Coach Greenstone talks about, you know, it's easy to be a good D1 athlete, but it's even easier to be a great D1 athlete, right? Like, it's not hard to get up and do the right things every day, right? You just have to have the mental focus, and I feel like I see that from this group. You know, for the most part, you know, I feel like the guys have the same routine every day. I mean, I go in there and warm up, and it's like, you know, a bunch of guys in the weight room warming up. I'm like, these guys are getting ready for this run. Like, this is something serious to them, you know? Yeah. And, like, that's what I like to see. And it's young guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's freshmen. And it's, and, like, you know, they see the older guys warming up. They're like, okay, well, I should warm up too, you know? Yeah. So just the culture is, like, rubbing off on people. And I love that, you know? I love that for the team.
For you personally, where did you want to improve over the course of the offseason to, you know, come in and be able to have that impact that you want to have this year?
Yeah, well, you know, last year I had play field, but, you know, this year I'm back in the boundary, which I, you know, prefer. But obviously for me, just improving my pass rush, I don't really think it was a skill thing. You know, I was just kind of like physically still recovering a little bit, you know. Some certain movements weren't as fast as they used to be. But honestly, with a full offseason now, I mean, I feel like, you know, spring was great. I felt like, you know, old all-conference me, you know, for my sophomore year, but even better, smarter football player. And, you know, that's what I want to bring to the table this year. You know, like, I want teammates to rely on me to bring a big play, because that's just always who I've been, you know, my entire life. And I feel like, you know, that's what I want to improve on this year, is continuing to make a big play when it matters, or to get a sack when it matters. You know, I had missed the season, you know, but this season, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to be the guy that steps up. So that's my biggest, you know, goal. And obviously doing my job, you know, to the best of my ability, you know, not trying to do a guy's job and just, you know, do my one job. You know, I feel like if we can improve on that, you know, as a team, you know, that'll be great. But for me, obviously improving my pass rush, you know, it's a lot harder to rush the passer at this level. Ball gets out quicker. So that's been a huge emphasis of mine, you know, this offseason.
Justin, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mike Yuremovich joining us here on the Sideline Sports Show. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time here at Media Day. Obviously, we have a whole lot of people here excited for MAC football this year, and a lot of people, you know, in our neck of the woods, in our show, you know, based in Fort Wayne, a lot of people excited for what you guys could bring to the table this year for Ball State. What excites you the most about this upcoming season?
I just really like our roster, man. I like the kids that we're coaching. You know, it's year two, so there's a lot of guys that are back. There's a lot of new faces, but all of our coaching staff is back. So, you know, we know what we're going to walk into in the conference. We have a very challenging out-of-conference schedule, as we all do. But I really like the kids in the room. And the biggest thing I'm excited about is there was no spring transfer portal window. So when we went to work in January, our whole team was there.
Right.
And so we got to get farther along with the installs, and they really got to know each other better. I mean, last year we had 18 guys show up in the spring that had to meet everybody in 2 months and go play football. And it's hard to bring a group of men together in 2 months. So to have since January has been fun, and the guys have worked their butts off.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking with Justin about. It felt like, you know, I asked him, like, going into year two, does it feel easier this off season? You know, just learning everything and getting that, you know, familiarity with a whole lot of people. I'm assuming you feel the same way, getting able to get those guys ready more than usual in years past.
I really do. And, you know, even, you know, people forget when you bring in a new staff, well, it's new for the players too.
Right.
So even the guys that were returners, you know, everything was the first time for them. It was the first January. It was the first spring ball. It was the first summer program. Now there's a half the room knows what's coming next. They can help the guys that are new at the program, what the expectations are. you definitely have more time to spend on what you want to spend it on, which is football and those other things in year two. Because year one, you're spending so much time just teaching process and structure and schedule and expectations. And we still spend time on that, but it's not nearly as much as we had to.
For you, you know, bigger picture, you know, college football with the rule, you know, changing and having the no spring portal. I'm obviously, it sounds like you were in favor of it. It just, has it made your life, you know, obviously being a college football head coach is a very busy job. Has it made it just a little bit easier for you?
I don't know if easier is the right word. I think that it's made it. I really believe that it benefits the football programs, but it also benefits the student athlete. Okay. But when you come in January, the way it was before, your mindset is not everybody's like this, but your mindset as a player could be, oh, I'm just going to see how this works out. And then halfway through spring ball, oh, I'm not getting what I want. You know, now it takes a gray area out of it. Okay. You're going to, it's like when they get a job one day, they're going to have to commit and sign contracts for a year or two or 3 years or whatever it is. So you do have the opportunity as a student athlete, if you don't like your situation, to try to improve it. But there's something to be said for, hey, okay, I'm going to stick this out for 1 year. There's multiple guys, I'm sure, on our team and probably all across the country that maybe spring ball didn't start how they wanted. But they continue to improve and finish it, and now we'll have great years where if there had been an opportunity to leave, they might have just packed it in during spring ball and left. You know what I mean? So I do truly believe it benefits the student athlete. I know it benefits us because we get them for years.
A guy that has stuck around for, you know, 5 years now is Chris Hood. He's from our neck of the woods, and I covered him when he was back at East Noble. You know, he's a guy that, you know, with a coaching change, you know, a year ago, he could have left. You know, a lot of guys can, obviously, with how the rules are. But he decided to stick it out. And what does that say about Chris for a guy like that to stick it out? And he's obviously reaping the benefits of it.
You know, it's exactly what we're looking for in state football players. He made a commitment to Ball State. He came in, developed, played good football, could have left after last year. Definitely would have gotten some money and all these other things. But it's what it's supposed to be about. He loves Ball State. He loves playing football here. He's getting a culinary arts degree, which is really important to him. He wants to fix that program here, which is, at the beginning of the day, why they're all supposed to be coming to college, is to play football, to earn a degree. So he's one of the rare guys in college football today that has exactly what he wants and realizes it and doesn't chase something that that he doesn't need to chase, you know. And so I'm excited for him to have a great senior year. I really am.
Have you had a meal made by Chris yet?
I have, believe it or not. So he had a class in which once a week, one different, each different person in the room would have to run. There's a restaurant on campus at Ball State where it's run by the students. And so me and our O-line coach and one of our operations guys went over there, paid for the meal, ate it. The dessert was better than the pizza. I told them that. But then we had like 20 of our players come walking in. So it was great that they supported them and all that. But it was good. It was good.
Good. I'm just picturing him in a chef's hat now.
He did. And with the chef hat on, he's hitting his head on the top of the door and all that. You know what I mean? I told him, they got to get you a little mini chef hat to put on. But he did a great job. And he was running the kitchen and did all the recipes and all that. It was fun.
Good. What have you seen the largest jump in improvement over the course of this offseason?
I would say, you know, our depth and our consistency. You know, we're way deeper at a lot of positions, and there's a lot of competition going into training camp, which is what you want. Because guys are going to get hurt, and you got to have, you know, you got to have more than just your starters that can play football for you. You got to have your two deeper guys you think can contribute. So I really like our depth, and there's a lot of positions that are up for grab right now in training camp, which is a good thing. Because there's competition, they'll all get better. And hopefully we're playing multiple guys on defense, a lot of guys on offense, because you're going to need everybody by the time we get to November.
I mean, you hear from all across the country, for across college football, depth is hard to come by.
It's really hard to come by.
So, I mean, it feels like you feel like you got maybe just, you know, a little bit of a head start, you know, on maybe some of the other teams.
I do. I like our depth because some of it is coming from transfers that we brought in, which obviously you know what you're getting there. It's, a lot of it is coming from guys that were freshmen or redshirt freshmen that have developed over the last year that might not have played much last year, but they've got themselves to the point where they're competing for playing time. And those young guys, they'll be better in week seven than they were in week one. So as they continue to improve all season long, hopefully you don't have to get to them. But if you do, I always tell them by the time – if you're a redshirt sophomore, by the time you're in week eight, you're a redshirt junior. Dude. You've been through training camp and another 8 weeks of football. You should be improving year round.
You kind of have some inconsistent results, let's say, within the conference last year. You had some very competitive games. You won a couple of games, and then a couple of games maybe didn't go your way. Do you feel like with everything that you've mentioned so far, it feels like that you guys can be competitive in the conference once again?
Inconsistent's a good way of saying it. The word I would use isn't allowed on your way, so okay. I won't say it.
Thank you.
You're right.
Yeah.
We played some really good football at times, and we didn't.
Yeah.
Some of that comes with experience. Some of that comes with depth. Yeah. I do a better job coaching. There's nobody free from blaming it.
Yeah.
But we were competitive in a lot of games, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like we have a much better football team going into year two. Obviously, the schedule is different and all these other variables, but mm-hmm. I just know when we start training camp in 13 days,
yeah.
we're walking in the door a more talented, deeper, more physical football team than we walked in last August with, and that's all we can try to do is improve.
Yeah. Week one, you guys open at Ohio State, the Horseshoe. I mean, obviously you guys in the program, as you mentioned, has had experience going into big environments. Mm-hmm. You guys went down to Auburn last year. Yeah. Do you guys feel like that, it won't be as overwhelming as for a lot of these guys? I mean, some may get swept up in the moment seeing 90,000+, but you guys have been in that situation before. You guys feel a little bit more comfortable, at least as much as you can be going into a game like that?
Well, I can tell you that we've obviously played in those environments, and yeah. we have guys that run our team that played it all from last year. We also have several guys that have transferred in that have played in SEC and Big Ten stadiums.
Yeah.
There's very few stadiums like that in the country, buddy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it doesn't matter if you're Michigan going in there or you're Ball State going in there. It's a
yeah.
challenging environment. You have to address it. You can't run from it or hide from
right.
it. We got to practice with the crowd noise and all that. And
yeah.
we got to do things smart game plan-wise that allow our kids a chance to be successful in that environment, especially earlier in the game.
Yeah.
But who wouldn't want to go play there?
Right. They're
going to be the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched them all summer. If they're not number one, I don't know who is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great environment. It's a great opportunity to play college football.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so much for the time here.
Appreciate it.
And good luck this year.
Hope to
right?
see you on a game this fall.
Oh, would love to.
All right. See ya.
Thank you. Ball State Cardinal and former East Noble Knight Chris Hood joining us here on the Sideline Sports Show. Chris, thank you so much for your time here at Media Day. You are going into your senior year at Ball State. What are your expectations? What is your excitement level going into your final year down in Muncie?
Yeah, obviously, it's really exciting. Obviously, been here 5 years. It's kind of nice to see everything slowly start to pay off. Obviously, the team, everyone's really excited. Everyone's eager to play. A bunch of new guys coming in, a bunch of young guys that are trying, to earn their spot. I think everyone's just really eager to play, and I think it shows a lot. Obviously, you've got guys that love to work,
yeah.
not just love to play football, but they love the run, they love the lift, all
yeah.
that stuff that makes you a good football player. They love that. And so I think that's going to give us, a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah. I've already talked with Coach and Justin here today, and they both kind of emphasized that it took maybe 1 year to establish the culture mm-hmm. under mm-hmm. Coach under the first season under Coach. And does it feel like this has translated into the off season and allowing you guys to be more comfortable around each other and trust each other more and be able to improve and get better over the course of the off season?
Yeah, I think the best thing, obviously, for sure, head coach coming in, and there's going to be some hiccups, But I think we're at the point now where most guys know the offense, and those guys know the coaches, how he runs practices, how he schedules things. So now it's okay. Now we know that. Now there's no hiccups. Now we can just work. And I think we're at the point where everyone understands how things works around here, and I think they're able to succeed in that. And obviously, the offense, there's guys that know the offense. Okay, now you know the offense.
Mm-hmm.
How can you take it to the next level?
Yeah.
Something happens. So you got to play. Something happens. You can do this, but you take the next step. You do something like this, and instead of ripping it for 20 yards, it's a 60-yard touchdown. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of the advantage we have.
For you, as I mentioned, you're a fifth-year guy. You probably could have had the opportunity to go somewhere else even after the coaching change or even after this past season, with the way you've improved over the course of your career. Why stick around at Ball State and why stick around and earn your degree here and finish your football, your college football career here?
Yeah, obviously Ball State means a lot to me. They were the second school to offer me back a long time, like junior year, high
yeah.
school. And
yeah.
obviously it was a different coaching staff back then. But, Ball State, Muncie means so much to me. I'm close to home, close
yeah.
to my girlfriend. I'm close to everywhere. But it just means, they trusted me. And kind of want to show that back to them. And obviously, like you said, there's been multiple opportunities. And multiple people probably got upset for me for not wanting to with the success and not success that we've had. But
yeah.
I think it's going to pay off more when we have success this year than transferring somewhere, go to a bowl game that goes like a bowl game every year. It's going to mean a lot more being in a program for 5 years. And especially in today's age, you don't see that at all. And so I think it's more obviously I want to stay and I want to win here. But I think it shows a lot kind of why I am to stick through it. Obviously, coaching pains and everything, but it kind of means more. I kind of get this like moral obligation that like I have to finish what I started. And so the peak of it would be to obviously go to a bowl game, hopefully get back here. But that would kind of peak it off for me. Like, all right, we started at the bottom-ish. Now we kind of worked our way back up.
Yeah, you're definitely shows your character. You're reaping the benefits of you know, sticking around, sticking it out. And obviously you've improved over the course of your career as well. You know, what did you specifically try to improve on this past off season to, you know, be able to translate to the field and have success on the field?
I think the biggest thing was my body. Obviously, I came in freshman year, maybe 360, which is huge. And my and my biggest, you know, my mindset was, all right, I'm just going to be bigger because that's how I was in high school, you know. And he ate bigger than everyone. And I get to college, all right, I'm just going to be 6'10", 360, I'm going to be bigger than everyone. That doesn't work. You know, quicker guys, you guys 6'3", 6'2", but then you also have big guys that can move. And so, like, all right, so how do I adjust myself, my body? And so I think the big thing for me this offseason was get more lean. So more lean, 320, 325-ish, and kind of transition some of that fat to muscle. And, like, our strength staff does a great job in doing that. And I think that's kind of getting that is making me more athletic, making me be able to jump higher, you know, sprint faster. I think that's kind of helped me the most.
I think your degree might be helping with some of that probably as well.
No, that kind of – that's another big part of me staying. My degree is very important to me. Obviously, I've taken academics super seriously, and especially these past couple of years with my degree, there was not a lot of people that are in, like, the hospitality space, and that's kind of what I am. And so it meant a lot for me to see that through. We went through a bunch of hiccups with that, but to finally be able to graduate – this past May with honors too as well, that meant a lot to me, and it showed a lot to my family and the person that I am. And so that was kind of one of my main reasons for staying with Ball State is to honestly finish my degree, because as much as I love football, I love my academics, I love my degree, because I know that's going to take me much further than football.
Coach complimented you on your food skills. So he said you cook, you can actually, you know, do some stuff in the kitchen. So he complimented you when he was on here just a moment ago. For you, you know, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish in this season? And how do you want to go out? You know, and I imagine you want to go out on top as much as possible.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I don't want to sound too selfish, because obviously I love this team and I want this team. But obviously for me, you know, I want to end this year getting all conference. I want to – obviously, here is a major accomplishment already in itself, but I think I want to get all conference. I want to be selfish. I think I've earned the spot to be selfish, but it's hard because my mindset is just I want this team to succeed. I want everyone else to be here with me. I want everyone else to go to a bowl game. I want that for everyone. I think that will make me happy that everyone else is succeeding. So, obviously, I want to be selfish, and I want all that to myself, and I want to – and there might be plans for me, you know, beyond this level, and I'll get there when I get there. But for the next month or two, it's all going to be focused on how can we get the team to here and how can we get this team to a bowl game.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you're back here in December.
That's the plan.
And good luck this year, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, here broadcasting live again here at the 2026 MAC football kickoff. We are here with the top quarterback of the conference. You know, we just got done talking to Drew DeShields, but, you know, we are here joined by Brock Lowry from Western Michigan. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just happy to be here. Blessed.
It's good to see you. I just picked you up from answering some tough trivia questions from a town that you're not even from.
That's right.
So, yeah, I seen you struggling. So this one should be a little bit more laid back than that one. So maybe. might have some tough ones for you here, too.
There we go.
No, but all seriousness, man, you know, you're coming off. Let's recap last year. You know, I'm watching you. And, I mean, like, you know, I know we got College Football 27 over there, but video game, man. You're looking like a video game out there. You know, you're one of the most talented quarterbacks I've seen. Recap your last season, you know, at the quarterback position, and what was going so well for you?
Yeah, I think just being myself, you know, really just playing with confidence, you know, almost treating it like it's backyard football. If nothing's there, just, you know, use my legs, have that ability as well, and just trust my teammates, really, you know. You got a bunch of other guys that are on scholarship, too. They can make plays. You know, I got Jalen Buckley in the backfield and a good offensive line and a great defense, too. I mean, that's a recipe for success.
Yeah, and speaking of recipe of success, you know, a quarterback that is able to both throw and run is, you know, really hard to come by. You know, there's some that can run but struggle throwing the ball. There's some that can run, some can throw, you know, and vice versa. And you're a guy that can do both. You know, in addition to that, describe, you know, some of the strengths in your game at the quarterback position. What are some things that, you know, especially last year, you did a really good job on doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, just being able to read defenses, you know, put a lot of players in conflict, you know, in the run game and in the pass game, you know. And you have a guy who could do both, you know, it's a lot harder to defend. And, you know, defenses have to play a specific way against me. They can't run some coverages. They can really limits them to only a few things that they could do. And that just benefits us.
Yeah, speaking, I mean, it worked. You know, you guys, top of the conference last year. Talk about what that means to you in the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, we're just trying to build on it this year, you know, get even better. You know, Coach Bernardi, our strength coach, always said the good want be best and the best want more. So, yeah, that's our mindset going into this fall camp. You know, we just want to take it one day at a time and just win every rep.
Yeah, so I follow you on social media just to keep track of what, you know, especially, you know, I like seeing what guys are working on in the offseason to take it even to the next level. So what were some things that you've been working on to even, you know, get even better for this upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, just getting with my guys, getting with that receiving group, just building a bigger, more chemistry with them. We got guys like Avion Chenault, Baylen Brooks, you know. Avion Chenault, he was a true freshman last year, and really – there's not a lot of guys on last year's team who had a lot of experience playing ball, you know. I think having a bunch of guys coming back, you know, having that experience and just, you know, getting a whole another offseason with them throwing the ball, you know, and getting new stuff in with the offensive line, stuff like that, you know, I think it just benefits us.
So going back to last year, I've been asking some of the guys this question. Going back to last year, what is one game that you think stands out and showcases, you know, at least from last season, showcases, you know, this is the best or amongst some of the best football Brock can play at the quarterback position? What game going to last season would you pick?
I'd probably say Ball State. That was a really good game for our whole team. You know, that's when everything really just clicked with our team. And then obviously the score reflected it. But, you know, just trying to be an even better version of myself this year. You know, sharpen some stuff that wasn't so sharp last year. And just be better every day.
You remember your stat line from that game? You know, in within the ballpark, yards, touchdowns? Are you just talking about as a team?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe two passing touchdowns, because the trivia guy asked me about that game, two touchdowns, I don't know, maybe a rushing touchdown, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really care about all that. I know our defense had a really good game as well, in full sacks, but yeah, it just made it a lot easier when you got guys on that defense who play the way they did, and even this year, the guys coming back, so we're really excited.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of guys on the offensive side, you know, and every year, you know, it feels like programs reload and bring in new guys. So this year, you mentioned a couple of the guys, but who are some of the weapons that, you know, people are going to be watching out for you guys this season that you're throwing to?
Yeah, obviously Jalen Buckley is a huge threat. Cole Cabana, he had a collarbone injury last year. We didn't get to see him very much, but big guy, he highly recruited, went to Michigan and transferred here, and he's a freak. He's real fast. He can catch the ball too. You know, Avion Chenault, Baylen Brooks, you know, KB Boone Nelson, amazing low job. Egypt Nelson, we didn't have him last year because he was ineligible, but we got all those guys back this year, and I'm just ready to work with those guys. You know, we've been putting in so much work, and I'm just ready to put it on display.
I love it. Yeah, and with all that being said, this upcoming year, any personal, I already know team goals for the most part. You know, you guys won the conference, bowl game and all that. I imagine, you know, with college football playoffs, right? I mean, I think that's attainable. But, you know, what about personal goals and expectations for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to, you know, have fun out there, you know, just be myself, continue to elevate, you know, my standard every day and just keep being the best leader I could be, you know, be the best Brock I could be. So I'd probably say, you know, just that, just help the team win.
And what about a team? Was I crazy to say that? What are the team expectations and goals?
Yeah, I mean, if you're if you're in college football, you don't want to win a national championship at the highest level. I think you're in it for the wrong reasons, you know. We just want to go out there and, you know, elevate what we did from last year and, you know, be even better, be even great. We want to be an elite team, not a great team.
I love it. Hey, Brock, good luck this season, and you're just getting started, man. I think the best is yet to come. Let's get a 3,000 passing yard and 1,000-yard rushing season, too.
Let's do that.
All right, thanks for coming on,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, here with the final interview here at the 2026 MAC football kickoff. We're here with the one and only. Go ahead and show that ring real quick, Coach.
Yeah. MAC championship ring right here.
Let's go. Ooh. It's looking good. And also, in addition to that, probably best dressed coach, I would say, as well. I mean, look at Coach here. Okay, looks like a championship coach. Okay, so all seriousness, though, let's talk about, going into last year, you know, all the success you've had with the program. Talk about what it means to the program to win that conference championship and, you know, in the trajectory going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a special year, a special season, and you win with people. And, you come back and you think about the memories of the last time we were in here getting a Gatorade bath and the confetti and now hardware. It really was a culmination of a lot of people and a lot of hard work. The journey from me taking the job in year zero to year three winning a championship, and that part is kind of surreal even now thinking about it. But for us, our focus has been last year is over. We want to elevate the standard in everything that we do this year. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You never stay the same.
That's right.
And so, it's not what we did last year. How is this team going to elevate the standard and continue to build on some special things that we've got going? And I think, again, that starts with people, having the right people in your building, and the culture and standard that you set.
Yeah, so let's talk about this season. Tell me about, I got to talk to Brock earlier, high expectations with him this season. Who are some guys that you think are ready to take that next step that's going to, produce big for you guys this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think one of the things I'm really proud of is we were able to bring, we didn't lose a single offensive or defensive starter in the transfer portal, which is really hard to do.
That's huge.
And so we've got a lot of guys who played a lot of football for us, who played really well, who could have gone other places and made more money. They decided to come back. I think that's, a testament to our culture and relationships. I mean, the belief and buy-in in what we're doing. Some guys that I'm excited about. I always like to start up front. I think the game is won up front.
That's right.
On the offensive and defensive
lines. Line.
I'm really excited. Hunter Whiteneck, Gavin Dabo, Chad Schuster. Those guys never get enough love for what they do up front. They do all the hard, dirty work. On the defensive line of scrimmage, we've got a lot of guys who I think can make a ton of plays for us. DeJuan Eccles, who was a transfer from Ball State. Noah Bishop, Augusto Henningsmeyer, who played for us last year. Scoop Reed, KJ, a lot of guys on the defensive side. I think we're going to be a defensive line by committee.
I love it. So two more questions for you. I know we only got a couple minutes. Second to last question, so what are the expectations for the program now? Where do you go, conference championship? Where do you go from there after that? What is the goal now? As I talked to Brock earlier, it's like he told me straight up, if you're not playing college football and your aspirations aren't to win a national championship, then you're not playing for the right reasons. So do you, share that same sentiment? What are the expectations?
Well, I think our mindset has been, how do we elevate everything that we've done? Last year is over. We had a good season. How do we step in that to being great? I think we have aspirations to be great. And I think expectations really just become limitations.
Yep.
It really becomes, you become focused on what is the outcome instead of what is our process. And I think what we really learned as a team last year was the secret, and because there is no secret, is just showing up and doing the work. And that work showed up on game days. So we want to go 1-0 every single day, attack every single day, win every rep. All those things that you hear that people say is coach speak, it really has to be the standard that you live by.
And my final question, Coach, the 61 initiative that was announced today with the MAC conference now, what does that mean for you guys in the conference to have that?
Yeah, the Sean Clark Foundation 61 initiative, really thankful for his wife coming to present. She talked to us in our head coaches meetings yesterday. Thankful for, our commissioner making, the pledge for all of us to make that step. And I think, one, for me, you know, I know Sean Clark, he was not only a great coach, he's a great man. Mm-hmm. And you think about the legacy that he left behind. That's what we all want to do, is make a positive impact. But I think for coaches and for our staff, we need to put more of an emphasis on our health and safety. We do a great job with our student athletes' health and safety and making sure that they have every resource that they need. And I think we need, as head coaches, we need to make sure that our staffs are taken care of in the same way.
Couldn't agree more, Coach. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck this season.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Go Broncos.
Let's go.